At dawn the harbor station opens its tall windows, and the first clerk begins a careful report for the day. She notes the weather above the river, the slow cargo boats beyond the bridge, and the market voices arriving from the eastern road. A brass clock marks each quarter hour, while porters stack wooden crates, bakers carry warm bread across the square, and a violinist practices the same bright phrase under the stone archway. By mid-morning the keeper of the lighthouse sends a message about shifting currents, the museum guide unlocks a cabinet of maps, and a teacher leads a quiet line of students toward the ferry. In the afternoon a painter describes the silver color of the water, a mechanic jokes with the tram driver, and the station master reads an announcement that asks every traveler to keep close watch over letters, tickets, and parcels. After sunset, the same clerk continues the report, because new visitors keep arriving from the inland road. She explains that a florist carries pale roses past the fountain. Two carpenters compare measurements beside the warehouse door, and the watchman checks each lock before the tide reaches its highest mark. A child laughs when the tram bell rings, a cook lowers a basket of fruit to the cellar, and three sailors unfold a chart that shows old channels, sandbars, and safe turning points for the morning crossing. Near midnight, the lamps still glow on wet stone, the last cart rattles toward the market gate, and the report ends by saying that the harbor remains orderly, the wind has softened, the ferries are secure, and the town can rest until the next sunrise returns over the water. On the following morning, the clerk resumes the record with even greater care, because a week of inspections is about to begin. She writes that a ferry captain checks the mooring ropes one by one, a bookseller arranges travel guides beside the station café, and a pair of gardeners lift wet soil into bright clay pots near the west entrance. The bakery sends out trays of seed bread, the telegraph operator copies three official notices, and a tailor unfolds navy cloth across a polished wooden counter while customers wait in a line that bends toward the fountain. Before noon a surveyor compares bridge numbers against an old ledger, two cousins argue cheerfully about the best route to the fish market, and a choir director rehearses a patient scale that echoes against the warehouse wall. The lighthouse keeper reports that the northern channel is calmer than expected. The harbor pilot recommends a slower turn near the sandbar, and the customs officer stamps a packet of forms before waving a cart through the side gate. Later, the schoolteacher returns with another group of students, asking them to observe the colors of rope, paint, stone, and water so they can write more exact descriptions in the classroom. A photographer kneels beside a rain barrel to capture the reflection of the clock tower, a mechanic tightens a brass hinge on the tram door, and an elderly traveler asks the clerk whether the evening ferry still stops at the orchard village beyond the marsh. As dusk arrives, lamps are trimmed again, shutters are tested against the wind, and the station kitchen sends bowls of soup to workers who remain on the late shift. The report continues with notes about a carpenter measuring floorboards in the East Hall, a florist tying silver ribbon around the last stems of the day, and a violin case resting open on a bench beside the ticket window, while its owner copies melody marks into a notebook. Long after the market gate closes, the clerk still writes that the harbor road stays busy. The river glints beneath scattered lamps, and the town maintains its patient rhythm of signals, footsteps, voices, bells, and distant engines. On the third day the clerk decides the record should be more precise, so she marks each event by the quarter hour and notes which sounds carry farthest through the station concourse. At first light she hears broom bristles on the stone steps, kettle lids in the café kitchen, and the slow scrape of crates being nudged across a loading cart beside the river wall. A messenger in a green coat delivers two canvas pouches. The ticket agent counts rolled coins into a brass tray, and a mother reads directions aloud while her son traces the painted ferry schedule with one curious finger. Mid-morning brings a burst of sunlight across the waiting hall, making every brass handle shine while the museum guide escorts visitors toward the gallery of maps and navigational instruments. A porter pauses to describe the oldest compass in the display. A student sketches the harbor outline in graphite, and an apprentice clockmaker compares the station bell to a pocket watch that once belonged to his grandfather. By noon the fish-market sends salt and seaweed scents through the open doors, tram-wheels hiss at the curb, and the baker from the square exchanges a laugh with the florist who is carrying fresh lilies to the hotel veranda. The clerk writes that a cooper rolls three narrow barrels toward the cellar ramp, a translator copies weather bulletins for inland travelers, and a painter in a blue scarf studies the changing color of the tide, as if each small wave might explain a different part of the sky. In the late afternoon, the